Welcome to the Nature Conservancy's Journey with Nature, made possible by the Nina Mason Pulliam Charitable Trust. I'm Michael Atwood. Henry David Thoreau once wrote, "Nature is full of genius, full of divinity, so that not a snowflake escapes its fashioning hand." Nature's genius is nowhere more evident than in the bark of leafless trees in winter, for the bark of a tree is no less distinct than the leaves that grace its branches in the summer. Identifying trees whose leaves have fallen requires one to bring a few more senses to the table. For example, the Ohio buckeye is one of the first trees to leaf out in the spring, but without its leaves, how can you identify it? Scratch on the bark and take a whiff. The Ohio buckeye has a distinct skunk-like odor that is unmistakable. Then there's the northern red oak. Growing up to 100 feet tall, it can be hard to get a good look at a leaf even in the summer. Luckily, nature has graced the hard, dark bark of the northern red oak with broad, smooth streaks that run up the tree similar to ski tracks in the snow. This bark pattern is unique enough to distinguish it from the closely related scarlet and black oaks. Still not sure? A quick twist of a pocket knife into the bark of a black oak will reveal a sulfur yellow inner bark whose bitter taste is ample confirmation. These are but two of the many trees in the forest, each with a unique bark that reveals its true identity.
Journey with Nature is made possible by the Nature Conservancy of Indiana. More information on tree identification is available at nature.org/Indiana.